Now back to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
We're in conversation with Nadeem Ismail, Director of Health System Performance Studies at the Fraser Institute, discussing their latest edition, the 19th edition of Waiting Your Turn, Hospital Waiting Lists in Canada. And what I would like to move forward with, Nadeem, is what are accepted standards? Where, do we have any? How have they been developed? Should there be an acceptable waiting time at all? And are there comparisons made with other countries in order to set those standards?
Well, I think we have a number of different acceptable standards out there. The federal and provincial governments have organized what they call the Pan-Canadian Benchmark Wait Times, and that is what they believe are evidence-based standards for how long people can wait without enduring medical harm. Now, keep that in mind, it's medical harm that they're focusing on. This is the wait time you can endure without having a significantly worse outcome, a significantly increased risk of death or a significant side effect. And they've determined that the wait times can be as long as 26 weeks for joint replacements, 26 weeks for Category 3 open heart surgery, the more urgent heart surgery should be done a little quicker, of course, and up to 16 weeks for cataract surgeries for patients who are at high risk. We also now have wait time guarantees that are going to be in place across the country in the coming years. And in these cases, we often find the guaranteed wait times are actually longer than what provinces have said is clinically reasonable. Mm-hmm. So for example, we now have a number of provinces guaranteeing 8 weeks for access to radiation therapy. The Pan-Canadian benchmark wait time for radiation therapy is actually 4 weeks, or half the length of time that they're going to be guaranteeing. Every year, we also ask specialist physicians what they think a clinically reasonable wait time for treatment is. And we generally find that Canada's specialists are much stricter than Canada's provincial governments are. This year, they reported back to us that a clinically reasonable wait time for surgery across the 12 medical specialties that we have is 5.8 weeks. Mm-hmm. The actual wait time for Canadians is all the way up at 8.0 weeks, which means Canadians are waiting much longer than what is considered medically reasonable. In other words, the wait times in Canada are causing physical harm, they are causing poorer medical outcomes, and they are putting patients at increased risk of death, all points that have been recognized, of course, by the Supreme Court of Canada in a decision back in 2005. I think, though, what's very important to recognize is that 5.8 weeks or the 26 weeks put in by the government for certain surgeries, these are not reasonable from the perspective of the patient. Mm-hmm. They're reasonable from the perspective of a detached worthy sitting in a legislative office. If you look at it from the perspective of the individual, any wait time at all involves some measure of pain and suffering, mental anguish, lost productivity at work and leisure, strained personal relationships. It can mean difficulties for our family, for our friends, for our loved ones generally. And it can cause us to have difficulty in providing for ourselves and our families. And so from the perspective of a patient, really the only reasonable waiting time, I think, is no waiting time at all. That is receiving surgery and treatment when you actually need it. And while Canadians will say, well, that's a very nice dream, but you can't have that and have a universal system because you'd bankrupt the public treasury, it's simply not true. In fact, there are 7 developed nations, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Japan, Luxembourg, and Switzerland, that maintain universal approaches to healthcare insurance, but they deliver that universal access without queues for treatment. Mm-hmm. There are no waiting lists in any of these countries, and they all spend the same or less than Canada on healthcare on an age-adjusted basis.
I want to break things down between the time it takes to see a family doctor, from the family doctor to the specialist, and from the specialist to the final treatment, and what the findings were, and if this differed, again, across the country, if there was variances between the provinces, and also if there were variances within the specialties themselves, because, and I know this is, sometimes you can't help discussing anecdotal events, but as a practicing physician, I have one patient right now that's literally been haunting me and trying to get care for her. She already had waited over 2 years for neurosurgery to repair a spinal stenosis in her back. She now has a torn meniscus and severe osteoarthritis in her knee. She lives in Quebec. Her husband is 73 years old. He's providing 24-hour-a-day care for her. He's breaking down, having difficulty caring for her. Because she's in Quebec, the waiting times in Quebec are up to 3 years in order to find somebody. And at the same time, in Ontario, they don't want to see her because there's no reciprocity between Quebec and Ontario with regards to portability of your health card. So does this come into play when you're looking at your data and the reports? Does this come into play because you are dealing with 6 to 7 million people in Quebec that may, at least along border areas with the province, other provinces, may be experiencing this kind of problem?
We do see some issues, and we actually do ask physicians how many patients move to other provinces or other countries every year. And it's about 1% to 2% of patients. Many more are asking, many fewer are ultimately going. But it is critical to understand that there are big differences in access between the provinces, which means the idea that healthcare is equal in Canada is simply not true. It's not happening in practice, because it is absolutely better if you're in the province of Ontario, where it'll take 6.7 weeks to see a specialist on average, versus if you're in the province of Prince Edward Island, where it'll take 14 and a half weeks to see a specialist after referral from GP. It is longer in Quebec than in Ontario, 8.3 weeks in Quebec versus the 6.7 in Ontario, a little faster in Manitoba, but much longer in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and a number of other provinces.
So when dealing, though, with the separate specialties and the variances, for example, I know you're mentioning medians, but there is a tremendous difference. For example, and again, the examples that we see every day here in Ottawa, dermatologist, 6 month wait. Psychiatrist, 6 to 9 months. Neurosurgery, we get a letter from them saying they may be seen in a year. They're going to prioritize them, but a year before they even get to see the surgeon. So there are, as you've mentioned, strong variances. So the weeks when the medians come up, someone may be listening and saying, well, you know, he's only mentioning 2 weeks median difference. But I think it's important that we emphasize that there is intra or interspecialty differences that are really extreme.
Oh, absolutely. The longest wait time among the specialties in Ontario is for neurosurgery. 26 weeks is the median wait time, which means 50% of patients are waiting longer than 6 months to see a neurosurgeon in the province of Ontario. And that's in spite of 6.8 weighted median wait time for all 12 mm-hmm. medical specialties. And a lot of this, of course, is a result of cancers, 1.5 to 2.5 weeks to see an oncologist, 2 weeks to see a cardiovascular surgeon. And then it goes up from there, up to 12 weeks for orthopedic surgery. There are 8 week wait times, median wait times for a number of other specialties. Nationally, we see the same picture develop. National median wait time for neurosurgery, 22.9 weeks. That's the longest wait time for a specialist in the country after referral from mm-hmm. a GP. The shortest wait time, again, is in cancer. One of the very interesting things we see when we look at the wait time data is that the rationing of healthcare through wait times happens in a fashion that you would sort of expect when you look at the data. That is, for those areas of treatment where you're likely to face a significant risk of death, the wait times are relatively short. The total wait time from GP to treatment, about 5 weeks for cancer, is about 8 weeks for cardiovascular surgery. In those areas of care where it's a quality of life issue, it's an ability to fully engage in your life that is of concern, but there is not really a mortality risk, the wait times can get remarkably long, all the way up to 34 weeks from GP to treatment for orthopedic surgery, 33 for neurosurgery, 30 for plastic surgery. Again, not a risk of death for waiting in these areas, but a definite mm-hmm. risk impact on your life.
Do we have any numbers with regards to the number of total number of Canadians waiting for procedures right now, and how that has been, if that is changing? Is it getting any better? Is it better just in the areas that more money has been put into, whereas other areas tend to sort of the Rob Peter to pay Paul syndrome? Is that what we are seeing? What are we seeing with those particular numbers?
Generally speaking, when we're looking at the number of procedures for which patients are waiting, which is how we do the calculation, we calculate the number of procedures, the wait time, and work out how many patients are on the waiting list, we are seeing a downward trend nationally. This year, we estimate that there are 694,161 Canadians on wait lists, or about 2% of the population, which is down 7.5% from what it was last year, up at 751,000. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing an improvement in that time, and we have, in some numbers that will be published shortly, also seen an improvement in the private cost of queuing. That is, if you take a calculation and assume that a certain proportion of the time on the waiting list is going to be lost in terms of productivity, and that cost has to be internalized by the patient, we've seen that cost come down as well. So in many ways, the waiting situation is improving in Canada, though I would argue the Canadian system is still failing patients with the remarkably long wait times in this country.
Nadim Ismail is Director of Health System Performance Studies at the Fraser Institute. And Nadim, quickly, where can people get a copy of this report?
All of the information is on our website at www.fraserinstitute.org, as well as a number of other studies that will provide additional information on the wait time experience.
Nadeem, once again, thanks again for your time today.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All the best. We'll be back in just a few moments talking about a new and really neat laser repair of the skin done at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin. You're listening to Sunday House Call. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.